Good morning.
Good morning.
I love those words of that song, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, Look Full in His Wonderful Face." I've been trying to do that as we worship Him. What an experience it is to just be able to focus and find Jesus. Sue, thank you for Just for Kids. Life's lesson for kids or Just for Kids are good for us, too. And we appreciate that. Some of us are going to leave quickly right after worship and go and support Sarah James in that walk for that disease she's been diagnosed for. Sarah is a part of our congregation, and we're going to spend the afternoon with her and those that are walking. And so I'm going to give you a quick version of this sermon because we want to get out a few minutes before 12. The words that you see on the screen are where I would like to take you this morning in this message. From finding the will of God to surrendering to the will of God to living in the center of God's will. The spiritual will of God is the same for all of us. It's the same for you as it is for me. So what we're going to deal with this morning is the will of God that is the same for everyone else. Let's begin with an attitude adjustment. Would you see if you're willing to move your attitude and your desire and your heart with me to match the great words that I'm going to read in Psalm 143 and verses 8 through 10 this morning? Listen to these words. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Would you let your eyes go to the first words in verse 10? Let your eyes go to the first words in verse 10 that says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art God. Can you move your attitude there with me this morning? And say out of your heart, teach me to do thy will, O God, for thou art God. Can that this morning be the desire of your life? Could we as a church move into the center of God's will where we're going to live our lives? Let's find the will of God in life. The will of God that is common to all of us. Let's begin with the first step into the will of God. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, these words, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but His long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Let me share something important with you here. You could never live in the will of God until you've taken this step. To acknowledge your sinfulness, and fully accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, you can never live fully in the will of God until you take step number one. Mm-hmm. If we're going to move our lives to the center of God's will, you have not to take this step. God has provided a Redeemer, but if I don't step up to the cross and acknowledge my sinfulness and my need, I'll never be saved. And I'll never live in the center of God's will. Would you take another step with me from this perimeter? I want to move our lives from the perimeter right to the center of God's will. Let's take another step. In the book of Galatians chapter 1 and verses 3 through 5. Galatians chapter 1 and verses 3 through 5. These words, listen to them. Grace be to unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and the Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Folks, this was written to the church. This was written for us. It is the will of God that we are delivered from this evil world. God wants us to rise above the sinfulness and the wickedness and the evil that is all around us. There's Sodom and Gomorrah, and like it was in the days of Noah, all around us. And God wants to deliver us from all that. It's His will that we would be delivered from the evil in this world. Can you take that step? Can you and I get to the point where we say that with the help of the Lord, we're not going to let our life be tainted with the sins of the world? We're going to rise above. God is in the deliverance business. It is God's will that we are delivered from the evil. Remember when in the prayer of Jesus in John 17, and Jesus was pouring out his heart to God before he would go out and go to the cross and give his life and shed his blood so that we would have the power to resist the evil that is around us. And he said to his Father, as he prayed, he said, Father, I pray not that thou would take them out of the world, but that thou wouldest keep them from evil. You remember when Jesus taught us to pray in that wonderful prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And you go down into the prayer and it says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It is the will of God that we can rise above the world and not be tainted with our sins. It is the will of God. Let's take another step. As we move, we're moving this morning from this outer perimeter of acknowledging Jesus Christ. I'm trying to move you step by step right to the center of God's will. So let's take another step in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And we're going to read beginning in verse 1. And follow these words until we read beginning in verse 1. Where it says, but of the more we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have been received us of us, how that ye ought to walk and to please God, so that you should abound more and more. For ye know what commandment we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should know how to, that you should abstain from fornication, and that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. It is the will of God. Let's not complicate sanctification. Too many theologians, or people who call themselves theologians, complicate that and scare people away. Sanctification is simply the presence of God in this vessel. And you can't be a Christian without the presence of God in this vessel. That's sanctification. There are three things in the Bible that help sanctify us. One's the blood of Jesus, one's the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the other, Jesus said, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. It's the word of God and its principles. It's the blood of Jesus. It's allowing this vessel to become the temple of the Holy Spirit, and it's allowing the word of God to guide our life. That's how simple sanctification is, and it's for all of us. It's the will of God. Our sanctification. To know how to possess this vessel. Learning how to possess this vessel that is me. It's the will of God that I should possess it in sanctification and honor before Him. We're moving close to the center. In fact, I'm ready to take you one step right into the center of the will of God, where God wants us to live. The book of Romans, chapter 12. The book of Romans, chapter 12. I want us to step right into the center of God's will. Here's the word. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Are you willing to come with me right to the center of the will of God and live your life there? It's important to get to the center of God's will. The only way that I can bring my life right into the center of God's will is when I learn to present my body as a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable to God. We can bring our lives to the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How many of you know that I brought me to worship this morning? This is my sacrifice. Oh God, this is me. This is me. This is who I am. And I brought me to worship. And I want to be able to offer my God a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable. I want to be able to live my life in the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's the center for salvation's experience, to being delivered from evil, to learning how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor, to becoming a living sacrifice right in the center of God's will. How many of you know that to live in the center of God's will, you've got to bring your heart? You can't leave your heart out there and ever live in the center of God's will. You've got to bring your heart. Here's what God says that. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 6. Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 6. Notice these words. They're beautiful. It says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Can we, from this great salvation, be delivered from evil? Learn how to possess our vessel with sanctification and honor, and then bring our heart right to the center of God's will as a living sacrifice. You can't do that without surrender. It's impossible to do that without surrender. Jesus is the perfect example of surrender. Remember the story that is around these words in Luke 22 and verses 39 through 43. Just relate the story to here. The words are up there. But Jesus took his disciples out of the garden to pray just before going to give his life for our sins. And the Bible says that he moved apart from them just about a stone's throw, about as far as you can throw a stone. He walked over there and knelt down, and he began to wrestle with his emotions and being able to give or surrender to the will of God. Jesus wrestled with that. Sometimes we wrestle with being able to give God our whole heart. Jesus wrestled with that until finally he could say, the words are fit in that passage, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I want to get to the point in my life where I can surrender all. You can't get to the center of God's will without a full surrender of your life. I want to get to the point where I can say, oh, all to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I breathe here. I will ever love and trust Him. And in His presence, they will live. All to Jesus I surrender humbly. At His feet I bow. Humbly, that is human God. Worldly pleasures, all for sake. Oh, take me, Jesus. This is me. This is what I brought to worship, folks. This is me. Humbly have His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures, all for sake. Oh, take me, Jesus. Take me now. My sacrifice. All to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior wholly mine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit. Truly know that Thou art mine. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself. Lord, I give myself. This is me. This is what I brought. This is what I brought to worship. I brought me to worship. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy loving power. Let Thy blessings follow me. Bring me to the center right here. I want my life to be a living sacrifice for the Lord. Can you move from salvation to be delivered from evil? Possessing your vessel in sanctification and honor to be a living sacrifice is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's the center God's will. Knowing that you've come in prepared. Oh, I want to show you just quickly how really important this is. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, and verses 36 and verses 37. How really important is this? How important is it to you and I? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 and 7, the words on the screen. Say, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, for salvation, to be delivered from evil, to our vessels being held in sanctification and honor, to becoming a living sacrifice in the center of God's will. After we have done the will of God, ye shall receive the promise, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will properly stand, showing the seed.